Part 4, Section A. Citizens United next challenges BCRA's disclaimer and disclosure provisions as applied to Hillary and the three advertisements for the movie. Under BCRA Section 311, televised electioneering communications funded by anyone other than a candidate must include a disclaimer that blank is responsible for the content of this advertising. The required statement must be made in a clearly spoken manner and displayed on the screen in a clearly readable manner for at least 4 seconds. It must state that the communication is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. It must also display the name and address or website address of the person or group that funded the advertisement, Section 441DA3. Under BCRA Section 201, any person who spends more than $10,000 on electioneering communications within a calendar year must file a disclosure statement with the FEC. That statement must identify the person making the expenditure, the amount of the expenditure, the election to which the communication was directed, and the names of certain contributors. Disclaimer and disclosure requirements may burden the ability to speak, but they impose no ceiling on campaign-related activities and do not prevent anyone from speaking. The court has subjected these requirements to exacting scrutiny, which requires a substantial relation between the disclosure requirement and a sufficiently important governmental interest. In Buckley, the court explained that disclosure could be justified based on a governmental interest in providing the electorate with information about the sources of election-related spending. The McConnell court applied this interest in rejecting facial challenges to BCRA Sections 201 and 311. There was evidence in the record that independent groups were running election-related advertisements while hiding behind dubious and misleading names. The court therefore upheld BCRA Sections 201 and 311 on the ground that they would help citizens make informed choices in the political marketplace. Although both provisions were facially upheld, the court acknowledged that as-applied challenges would be available if a group could show a reasonable probability that disclosure of its contributors' names will subject them to threats, harassment, or reprisals from either government officials or private parties. For the reasons stated below, we find the statute valid as applied to the ads for the movie and to the movie itself. Section B. Citizens United sought to broadcast 1 30-second and 2 10-second ads to promote Hillary. Under FEC regulations, a communication that proposes a commercial transaction was not subject to 2 U.S.C. Section 441B's restrictions on corporate or union funding of electioneering communications. The regulations, however, do not exempt those communications from the disclaimer and disclosure requirements in BCRA Sections 201 and 311. Citizens United argues that the disclaimer requirements in Section 311 are unconstitutional as applied to its ads. It contends that the governmental interest in providing information to the electorate does not justify requiring disclaimers for any commercial advertisements, including the ones at issue here. We disagree. The ads fall within BCRA's definition of an electioneering communication. They referred to then-Senator Clinton by name shortly before a primary and contained pejorative references to her candidacy. The disclaimers required by Section 311 provide the electorate with information and ensure that voters are fully informed about the person or group who is speaking. Identification of the source of advertising may be required as a means of disclosure so that the people will be able to evaluate the arguments to which they are being subjected. At the very least, the disclaimers avoid confusion by making clear that the ads are not funded by a candidate or political party. Citizens United argues that Section 311 is under-inclusive because it requires disclaimers for broadcast advertisements, but not for print or internet advertising. It asserts that Section 311 decreases both the quantity and effectiveness of the group's speech by forcing it to devote 4 seconds of each advertisement to the spoken disclaimer. We rejected these arguments in McConnell, and we now adhere to that decision as it pertains to the disclosure provisions. As a final point, Citizens United claims that in any event, the disclosure requirements in Section 201 must be confined to speech that is the functional equivalent of express advocacy. The principal opinion in WRTL limited to USC Section 441B's restrictions on independent expenditures to express advocacy and its functional equivalent. Citizens United seeks to import a similar distinction into BCRA's disclosure requirements. We reject this contention. The Court has explained that disclosure is a less restrictive alternative to more comprehensive regulations of speech. In Buckley, the Court upheld a disclosure requirement for independent expenditures, even though it invalidated a provision that imposed a ceiling on those expenditures. In McConnell, three justices who would have found Section 441B to be unconstitutional nonetheless voted to uphold BCRA's disclosure and disclaimer requirements. And the Court has upheld registration and disclosure requirements on lobbyists, even though Congress has no power to ban lobbying itself. Congress has merely provided for a modicum of information from those who for hire attempt to influence legislation or who collect or spend funds for that purpose. For these reasons, we reject Citizens United's contention that the disclosure requirements must be limited to speech that is the functional equivalent of express advocacy. Citizens United also disputes that an informational interest justifies the application of Section 201 to its ads, which only attempt to persuade viewers to see the film. Even if it disclosed the funding sources for the ads, Citizens United says, the information would not help viewers make informed choices in the political marketplace. This is similar to the argument rejected above with respect to disclaimers. Even if the ads only pertain to a commercial transaction, the public has an interest in knowing who is speaking about a candidate shortly before an election. Because the informational interest alone is sufficient to justify application of Section 201 to these ads, it is not necessary to consider the government's other asserted interests. Last, Citizens United argues that disclosure requirements can chill donations to an organization by exposing donors to retaliation. Some amici point to recent events in which donors to certain causes were blacklisted, threatened, or otherwise targeted for retaliation. In McConnell, the Court recognized that Section 201 would be unconstitutional as applied to an organization if there were a reasonable probability that the group's members would face threats, harassment, or reprisals if their names were disclosed. Examples cited by amici are cause for concern. Citizens United, however, has offered no evidence that its members may face similar threats or reprisals. To the contrary, Citizens United has been disclosing its donors for years and has identified no instance of harassment or retaliation. Shareholder objections raised through the procedures of corporate democracy can be more effective today because modern technology makes disclosures rapid and informative. A campaign finance system that pairs corporate independent expenditures with effective disclosure has not existed before today. It must be noted furthermore that many of Congress's findings in passing BCRA were premised on a system without adequate disclosure. With the advent of the Internet, prompt disclosure of expenditures can provide shareholders and citizens with the information needed to hold corporations and elected officials accountable for their positions and supporters. Shareholders can determine whether their corporation's political speech advances the corporation's interest in making profits, and citizens can see whether elected officials are in the pocket of so-called moneyed interests. The First Amendment protects political speech, and disclosure permits citizens and shareholders to react to the speech of corporate entities in a proper way. This transparency enables the electorate to make informed decisions and give proper weight to different speakers and messages. Section C. For the same reasons, we uphold the application of BCRA Sections 201 and 311 to the ads. We affirm their application to Hillary. We find no constitutional impediment to the application of BCRA's disclaimer and disclosure requirements to a movie broadcast via video on demand. And there has been no showing that, as applied in this case, these requirements would impose a chill on speech or expression. Part 5. When word concerning the plot of the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington reached the circles of government, some officials sought by persuasion to discourage its distribution. Under Austin, though, officials could have done more than discourage its distribution. They could have banned the film. After all, it, like Hillary, was speech funded by a corporation that was critical of members of Congress. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington may be fiction and caricature, but fiction and caricature can be a powerful force. Modern-day movies, television comedies, or skits on YouTube.com might portray public officials or public policies in unflattering ways. Yet, if a covered transmission during the blackout period creates the background for candidate endorsement or opposition, a felony occurs solely because a corporation, other than an exempt media corporation, has made the purchase, payment, distribution, loan, advance, deposit, or gift of money or anything of value in order to engage in political speech. Speech would be suppressed in the realm where its necessity is most evident, in the public dialogue preceding a real election. Governments are often hostile to speech, but under our law and our tradition, it seems stranger than fiction for our government to make this political speech a crime. Yet this is the statute's purpose and design. Some members of the public might consider Hillary to be insightful and instructive. Some might find it to be neither high art nor a fair discussion on how to set the nation's course. Still others simply might suspend judgment on these points, but decide to think more about issues and candidates. Those choices and assessments, however, are not for the government to make. The First Amendment underwrites the freedom to experiment and to create in the realm of thought and speech. Citizens must be free to use new forms, new forums, for the expression of ideas. The civic discourse belongs to the people, and the government may not prescribe the means used to conduct it. The judgment of the district court is reversed with respect to the constitutionality of 2 U.S.C. Section 441B's restriction on corporate independent expenditures. The judgment is affirmed with respect to BCRA's disclaimer and disclosure requirements. The case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It is so ordered.